The Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, witnessed a steep decline at the start of trading today, as the KSE 100 index plunged by 2,485 points early in the session, dropping to 114,740 points. As the day progressed, the market showed signs of slight recovery, narrowing the loss to 799 points. By midday, the current index was at 116,426 points. This sharp dip comes amid ongoing volatility in recent trading sessions. While the market had previously touched an all-time high, crossing the 118,000 mark, sentiment has since turned bearish, with declines recorded for consecutive days, including yesterday. Market analysts attribute the fluctuations to investor uncertainty and profit-taking following the recent rally. The sharp drop followed India's abrupt suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, a key water-sharing agreement signed in 1960. The decision came in the aftermath of a deadly attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, where 26 tourists were killed and 17 others injured. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the media, stating that the cabinet had received a comprehensive report on the incident. While he did not take any questions, he outlined the key decisions made during the emergency session. Misri announced that India would suspend the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 with immediate effect, declaring it would remain in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably renounced its support for cross-border terrorism. This suspension marked a major shift from decades of water cooperation, even during periods of tension. India also closed the Atari-Wagha border crossing and banned Pakistani nationals from entering the country. Those already in India were ordered to leave within 48 hours. Furthermore, the Indian government expelled all Pakistani military advisors from the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi and recalled its own military service advisors and auxiliary staff from the High Commission in Islamabad. India also requested Pakistan to reduce the strength of its diplomatic staff in New Delhi from 55 to 30, signaling a sharp downgrade in diplomatic relations. These measures were announced following a high-level cabinet committee meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Pahalgam attack was the deadliest on civilians in the region since 2000. Gunmen opened fire on a group of tourists, causing widespread panic and prompting a major military response. The victims included a Navy officer and a tourist from Nepal. Their bodies were transported to Srinagar, and military helicopters searched for the assailants in nearby forested areas. A large-scale search operation was launched, with hundreds of security personnel deployed and suspected sympathizers summoned for questioning. The army reported killing two suspected fighters in a separate incident in the Uri sector, and the search for the attackers continued.